And they've suggested that I go and have a look at different care homes, see what they have and offer, see what I thought would suit my mum or help each other and build. And I went from, I think it was about 10 or 12 different care homes. And from the moment I walked in, there was a difference. There was a difference in this care home. I spent an afternoon here, which the staff were really nice, and it wasn't just like come in and have a look and back out again. They says to me that I could come in and spend as long as I want. I could sit and watch what they did with the patients, the occupancies, and different things, and what was involved. And if I found any problems, I was to talk to them about it. And that really, really helped me. They let me do that. It made me more confident in them, that they could even suggest that I could do that rather than just come in for a half an hour, have a look about, look at a room and come back out again. They got me involved in it before my mum actually set foot in the door. And then they suggested that we did the same with my mum, that if I was happy with it, let her come and have a look, let her spend an afternoon here. And that's also what we did. She was still in the hospital at this time, so we had arranged for the hospital and I to come in for the afternoon and visit. My mum was a bit apprehensive, I'll be honest with you. But the staff took her, more or less took her away from me the minute we came in. And they introduced her to different members of staff, they introduced her to different residents. And although her speech was bad, she could communicate a little at that time. And our yeses and noes and what she wanted and what she didn't want. That was about it. That was her. But that afternoon, I was so anxious. It was just my nerves had really... I was frightened for her because I'm thinking, she's going to say no. She had a great deal of capacity. And for my mum to come into the care home, I had to be in her say-so as well as mine. It wasn't down to me. It wasn't me. If she said no, then it didn't happen. That was the way it was. But after that afternoon here, she decided, yep, she thinks she could do it. Yep, she thinks she could come in. And it was a matter of 2 weeks later. It was just as quick as that. She was discharged from hospital, and I was also with her the day she came in. We came in here at 9 o'clock in the morning, and I was here till 8 o'clock at night with her. And... That first night, that first day, obviously was a bit anxious. I was anxious. My mum was a bit anxious. But when I was leaving her, I'll never forget it, when I was leaving her, I can't say I felt happy. It was a feeling that I can't describe to anybody, that I felt not happy, not content, but maybe secure. I don't know what it was, but I knew that she would be looked after. I knew that even in that short period of time, that day, they got to know my mum. They said, if that's not what you want, that's fine. If you don't want it, that's fine. And if you want it, that, you know, they got to know her in that short space of time, which made me feel an awful lot better. I came back the next day, and from that day to this, I have come back nearly every day of the week. I've got involved within the care home. They have suggested that I do anything I wanted to do. They have what they call an action committee. And I'm an active member in it, and I do help with a lot of decisions. The residents and what they call the action committee, it's families from all the different residents come together and we decide of different functions that's happening within the care home or activities that's happening or what's happening in the garden, what's happening with the flowers, what's happening with the paintwork in the place, what's happening with the heating. There's all different... I'm totally involved in it. And that gives me... it's like I'm involved in my mum's home, which I was before, because I always looked after my mum prior to her stroke. I was involved in looking after her financial affairs and her painting and decorating and things like that, or getting new furniture. I was always there with her. I was helping. And I felt this was... I was doing the same here. Being a member of this action committee, I felt as though that was the same as what it was back home, you know. And I think the staff here have just... absolutely fantastic. I cannot fault not one member of the staff. She has got such a relationship, especially with one member of staff, who sometimes I'm a wee bit jealous because I feel as though she smells at her and she looks at her the same as she did to me. But it's contentment. She is content and she is so happy with them. She, unfortunately, as I said, she's been here for 2 years. But a year ago, she took another stroke. Communication is nil, absolutely nil now. It's a smile and a look, and possibly a nod. Our understanding is not nowhere near the same. She's no what you call communication. But with this one person, she's still got that. But I know that my mum is happy with her, and my mum is content here. Yet she is 100% a lot better here.